Now, you've known a lot of great players, and you mentioned earlier that you played a lot of golf with Lee Trevino.
Mm-hmm.
What was he like?
Good guy. Salt of the earth. In fact, Randy and I played, they always called me pro because I was club pro. And the rest of them were playing full time. I played in the wintertime. Randy and I played in a tournament called Hague and Hague, Scotch Foursome in Carlsbad, California, down by San Diego. This in 1966, I guess. I hadn't seen Lee. I hadn't seen Lee since I left to go to my job. And he came out there, and he's playing with a guy named Howie Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, we played a practice round together. Randy and I played with Lee and Howie Johnson. And he said, Pro, I said, look, he's been working on my swing. And that's when he started that fade. And it wasn't a fade, it was a slice. And he got up over the ball in a conventional manner, and then he started shuffling his feet around, and before he hit the ball, he was aimed at a bunch of damn condos down here on the left side of the fairway, in the rough. And he hit that ball out there, and it sliced 60 yards, right into the middle of the fairway. Right into the middle of the fairway. I've known him since we were kids. Always hit a draw. Always hit a draw. And he said, what do you think, bro? And I said, you better get rid of this. That ain't gonna work. That ain't gonna work. Well, that year he won the Houston Open.
Mm.
And the next year he won the U.S. Open. And the rest is history. Still with that same old funky looking thing, you know, where you dance around and get his old feet way over here and hit the ball way over there.
And he had my impression of that swing was that he had a fairly strong grip, and he mm-hmm. just blocked it, held on to it all
he
the way
blocked,
through the shot.
He had a block, cut, slice. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the only way I can describe it. Mm-hmm. And I told him, I said, you better get rid of that shit. That ain't gonna work. That ain't gonna work. And he played good that whole day. And I'd say about 4 or 5 months later, he won the Houston Open. That was in 66. And 67 won the U.S. Open.
Amazing. Well, is there anything else you'd like to talk about? I mean, we could do this for hours.
I think that's pretty much
I think we ought to get a hamburger and we can continue the conversation later.
I think that's pretty much it for me.